The delegation of Kenya thanks Mr. Shigeru Umetsu for the report presented and commends him and his predecessor's effort as MX2 Chair. Chair, in review of the developments in the fields of science and technology related to the convention, Kenya's scientific community and institutions have collaborated with the different universities from the USA to carry out research targeting different pathogens. These include identifying anthrax hotspots and the associated ecological factors in Kenya, to African swine fever virus, genome sequencing to underpin control, 3, co-infection with the Rift Valley fever virus, Brucella SPP, and Coxsilla Burnett in humans and animals in Kenya, disease burden and ecological factors. In recognition of rapidly changing technological and technology innovations, Kenya calls upon BWC state parties to continuously keep abreast with the latest developments in science, technology and innovation, as well as changes in geopolitics and global security. By so doing, states will be able to promptly upgrade or realign containment, as well as confidence-building measures to meet the requirements of the Convention of effectively prohibiting the development, production, acquisition, transfer, stockpiling, and use of biological and toxin weapons. Taking cognizance of the devastating effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, Kenya calls on state parties to determine distinct research, technology and innovation priorities relating to the convention. In this regard, there is an urgent need for the BWC Implementation Support Unit to seek collaboration with the renowned research organizations and councils like the International Science Council. Further, Kenya calls on state parties to make deliberate investment in research and development aimed at proactively seeking solutions to emerging biological threats, as well as mitigating against the unintended conversion of bioproducts or plants into bioweapons. It is to be noted that increased travel, trade, and tourism associated with globalization and expansion of the human population have facilitated intentional and unintentional movement of many plant and animal species and of microorganisms beyond the world's natural biogeographical barriers. Few of these species have turned troublesome by invading new regions and replacing the native fauna and flora of the new environment, and have become harmful to humans, to plants, and to animals. Kenya is currently dealing with the biological invasion of the invasive plant Prosopis juliflora, whose leaves have maimed local people and animals. Further, the invasive plant has inhibited seed germination and retarded the growth of beneficial plants locally grown in the same land. Water hyacinth is yet another destructive plant, which is an invasive aquatic microphyte associated with major negative economic and ecological impacts to the Lake Victoria region. The hyacinth smothers aquatic life by deoxygenating the water, reducing the nutrients for young fish in sheltered bays. It has also blocked supply intakes for the hydroelectric plants, consequently interrupting electrical power supply for the entire region. Kenya's socioeconomic development is also detrimentally affected by an invasive toxic weed or field dodder, Cuscuta campestris, which has been projected to cut crop yields in Africa by 30% by 2029. Significant amounts of research funding are required to completely eradicate the weed and to mobilize farmers and policymakers to tackle the scourge. Kenya has equally been faced with pests and diseases affecting plants. The maize lethal necrosis, MLN, disease of maize was first reported in Kenya in September 2011 and is caused by co-infection of maize with maize chlorotic motor virus, MCMV, and one of the several viruses from the potvirid, synergistically resulting in severely reducing a negligible yield. Over the past 10 years, MLN has emerged in sub-Saharan East Africa, Southeastern Asia, and South America, with large impacts on smallholder farmers directly impacting on food security. Mr. Chairman, further, aflatoxin remains a significant biological threat to Africa, emanating from stored maize. The amount of harvest that is affected by aflatoxins varies each year depending on the weather. Too little rain during cultivation, which weakens the crop's natural defense against fungal infection, or excessive rain during harvest, which makes it difficult to dry the crops before the storage, can lead to higher aflatoxin. According to the World Health Organization, aflatoxins can contaminate food crops and pose a serious health threat to humans and livestock. Additionally, aflatoxins also pose a significant economic burden, causing an estimated 25% or more of the world's food crop to be destroyed annually. Large doses of aflatoxins lead to acute poisoning, aflatoxicosis, that can be life-threatening, usually through damage to the liver. Outbreaks of acute liver failure, jaundice, lethargy, nausea, death identified as aflatoxins, and subsequently death have been observed in human populations in recent times. Mr. Chair, the rapid emergence and proliferation of frontier technologies centered on artificial intelligence, or what is being dubbed as the fifth industrial revolution, also requires the attention of state parties. Frontier technologies like drones or robots or nanotechnology have the potential to drastically change the mode, the medium, and capability of propagation of existing and emerging biological weapons by competing state and non-state actors, further compounded by emerging next generation's bioweapons. Our future heavily depends on science, technology, and innovation like never before. Even though unprecedented challenges exist during these uncertain times, we also have grand opportunities to move forward in tune with provisions of the Convention. The choice we make now will have irreversible impact on how we achieve the objectives for which the Convention was established. There is so much to be done within every short time. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I wish to thank you.